Good morning. It's Sunday, January 11th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The United States has carried out a major military operation targeting Islamic State positions in Syria. U.S. Central Command said President Donald Trump ordered the strikes on Saturday as part of Operation Hawkeye Strike, following a deadly IS attack on U.S. forces in December. More than 90 precision munitions were fired at over 35 targets across central Syria involving U.S. and Jordanian aircraft. Officials said the aim was to disrupt IS infrastructure and protect U.S. and partner forces in the region. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, "The operation sends a clear message that attacks on U.S. troops will be met with force." The Pentagon has not confirmed casualty figures, and the strikes come as Syria remains politically fragile after years of conflict. Another news, President Donald Trump has called for at least $100 billion in investment to revive Venezuela's oil industry, but major U.S. oil executives remain cautious. Speaking at the White House, Trump said increased production could help lower global energy prices after U.S. forces removed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro earlier this month. However, Exxon's chief executive Darren Woods warned that Venezuela is currently uninvestable due to past asset seizures and legal uncertainty. Chevron remains the only major U.S. firm operating there, while companies like Spain's Repsol and Italy's Eni are active on a smaller scale. Analysts say boosting output significantly would take years, stable governance, and far less dramatic investment than Trump's proposed figure. Around the world, Iran has warned it will retaliate if the United States attacks, as widespread protests continue despite a harsh crackdown. Demonstrations, sparked by soaring inflation, have spread to more than 100 cities, with protesters calling for an end to clerical rule. Human rights groups say the death toll may exceed 150, with hospitals reportedly overwhelmed. Iran's parliament speaker said U.S. or Israeli targets in the region would be considered legitimate if Iran were attacked. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed protesters as vandals, while President Masoud Pezeshkian blamed foreign interference. The U.S. has said it is ready to help, though officials stress no immediate military action is planned as international concern grows. Another news, bushfires raging across southeast Australia have killed one person and destroyed more than 300 buildings, authorities say. The worst hit areas are in Victoria, where a state of emergency has been declared, and thousands of firefighters are battling blazes fueled by extreme heat, dry conditions, and strong winds. Officials say more than 350,000 hectares have burned so far, with fires expected to continue for weeks. Human remains were found in the village of Gobur, north of Melbourne, though the victim has not yet been identified. Premier Jacinta Allen warned residents that the danger is far from over. The fires are being compared to Australia's devastating 2019 to 2020 bushfire season. Another news, power outages and deadly accidents have followed severe winter storms sweeping across parts of Europe. Storm Gerrit brought record winds to the UK, killing a man in England after a tree fell on a caravan. In France, around 100,000 homes remain without electricity as repair crews work to restore supply. Snow and ice have disrupted transport across Germany, where long-distance rail services were temporarily suspended, and ferry routes in northern coastal regions have been halted. Authorities across the continent have issued warnings about dangerous travel conditions, including black ice. With freezing temperatures forecast to continue, emergency services say further disruption is likely in the days ahead. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.